The Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation will come to order. Today, we're hearing about what's driving up the price of prescriptions drugs, a life or death matter for many Americans, and the skyrocketing prices that affect them. 6 out of every 10 adults are currently taking at least one prescription drug, and about 1 in 4 of us take 4 or more prescriptions. So rising drug prices have really stretched Americans' budgets over the past decade. Since 2014, prescription drug prices have increased 35%, outpacing increases in wages, gas, internet service, and food. So what is causing this sharp increase? So today, we are looking at the mysterious middlemen in this, the prescription drug benefit market, the pharmacy benefit managers. Most Americans, I'm sure, have never heard of pharmacy benefit managers, but they dictate the price people pay at the pharmacy and how people get their prescription, in some cases, what treatments they can even receive. Diabetics have used insulin to treat their chronic conditions for the last 100 years, but in the past 10 years alone, the average price has doubled. Americans with diabetes can't live without this drug, so when the prices go beyond what they can afford, they have to take drastic measures. For example, Molly Stinson, a Washington State resident, used to drive hundreds of miles to Canada to purchase insulin for $100 because of the price that shot up in the United States to $450 a month. Now that the state of Washington has temporarily capped the price of insulin at $100 a month, she no longer has to make that lengthy trek. But millions of Americans face this dilemma. Nearly 3 in 10 Americans report when the cost of their medication goes up, they cut their pills in half, skip doses, or stop taking their medication. This is not the kind of healthcare choices we want people to make. The evidence suggests that PBMs are part of the high drug cost increase. Just 3 PBMs control 80% of the PBM market. Pharmacy chains and health insurers now own the biggest PBMs, giving independent pharmacies, care providers, and patients nowhere else to turn when PBMs increase their price. Today, we'll hear from our colleague, Senator Grassley, a staunch supporter for reining in PBMs and a co-sponsor of legislation that helps to do that. I am grateful for Senator Grassley and for his experience and passion involving this issue, and has used the Judiciary Committee for oversight of this PBM market as well. We will also hear from Ryan Oftebroe, of CEO of Kelly Ross Pharmacy Group, a Seattle-based independent pharmacy. Mr. Oftebroe has had to stop serving longtime customers and close a location because of how PBMs dictate the amount his customers pay and what he can charge. In 2021, a PBM decision increased the copay on one drug from $15 to $141 for the same 90-day supply. That same PBM clawbacks cost one of his pharmacies over $538,000, up from just $81,000 in 2018. Mr. Oftebroe will describe how the systematic interference by PBMs in the drug supply chain is picking the pockets of independent pharmacies and driving up consumer costs. We will also hear from Dr. Deborah Pratt, a practicing oncologist in Austin, Texas. Her research and clinical decisions support predictive analytics, health economics, and outcomes research give her a unique insight into the relationship here. Too often, the self-interested decisions of PBMs are overriding the skilled advice of MDs. Dr. Aaron Trish is Associate Professor of Pharmacy and Health Economics at USC School of Pharmacy and a non-resident fellow in the Economic Studies at Brookings Institute. Her research focuses on the intersection of public policy in these health markets, and she'll explain the structural reforms needed to address the complex role that benefit managers and other intermediaries play in pharmaceutical distribution. And finally, we'll have Mr. Dr. Casey, a professor of economics at the University of Chicago, who I'm sure will express his views about these issues as well. This gives us the importance to ask him questions about PBMs and their structure and their pricing. This legislation passed out of the committee, the Cantwell-Grassley legislation, in the last Congress by a vote of 19-9, and I hope that today we can have a similar Q&A of our members to ask any questions, and hope that we can not just move this bill out of committee, but out of the Senate and over to our House colleagues. I'll now turn to the ranking member for his opening statement.